Today, I spent $60 on groceries, took the bus, carried both bags with two good arms back to my studio apartment, and cooked myself dinner. You and I may have different definitions of a good day. This week, I paid my rent and my credit card bill, worked 60 hours between my two jobs, only saw the sun in my cigarette breaks, and slept like a rock. Flossed in the morning, locked my door, and remembered to buy eggs. My mother is proud of me. It is not the kind of pride she brags about on the golf course. She doesn't combat topics like, "My daughter got into Yale," with, "Oh yeah, well, my daughter remembered to buy eggs." But she is proud. See, she remembers what came before this. The weeks where I would forget how to use my muscles. I would stay as silent as a thick fog for weeks. She thought each phone call from an unknown number was the notice of my suicide. These were the bad days. My life was a gift I wanted to return. My head, a house of leaking faucets and burnt out light bulbs. Depression is a good lover. So attentive. Has this innate way of making everything about you. And it's easy to forget that your bedroom is not the world, that the dark shadows your pain casts is not moonlighting. It is easier to stay in this abusive relationship than fix the problems it has created. Today, I slept in until 10, cleaned every dish I own, fought with the bank, took care of paperwork. You and I may have different definitions of adulthood. I don't work for salary. I didn't graduate from college, but I don't speak for others anymore, and I don't regret anything I can't generally apologize for, and my mother is proud of me. I burned down a house of depression, I painted over murals of grayscale, and it was hard to rewrite my life into one I want to live, but today I want to live. I didn't salivate over sharp knives or envy the boy who tossed himself off the Brooklyn Bridge. I cleaned my bathroom, did the laundry, called my brother and told him it was a good day.